Hulu on OTT is one of the worst apps.
Yeah, I think it's lacking in a lot of ways.
But HBO Max is trying to be worse than Hulu's app.
Really?
they don't have a play like in every other app. If you hit up or if you hit some kind of activation button, it'll show you the bar, the progress bar at the bottom. It'll pull up the progress bar and show it to you.
Yeah.
No, this doesn't do it. When you're on the OTT, when I'm on my Fire, Amazon Fire, and you hit the play or you hit up, it doesn't show you how far into the movie is. And for something like Justice League, you're in that and you're like, oh, am I an hour two, three, or four? Like, what hour am I in this movie? Like, what kind of investment should I muscle through and finish to the end?
I need to go to bed. Where am I in this thing?
In a world where you only have trailers and posters to judge a movie, Jim and Ted strike out to answer the age-old question, will you see it?
Ted, it is episode 155, and after a week off, we have a theme tonight.
We do have a theme. We have a theme.
Maybe we have a couple of themes. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the theme was so obvious. The theme was so obvious that it was like, what's going on here? But yes, go ahead.
All right, well, I want to hear your theme, but I got a theme. But before we get into themes, let's talk beer.
Beer is a good place to start.
Yeah, beer is always a good place to start. We got a long night ahead of us. We got lots of what we're watching. We got some trailers. We have our week.
We got 2 weeks worth of what you're watching. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to cover everything, but we'll touch on it. I'm sure you're going to touch on a lot. I have a laundry list, but yeah, let's get into beer first.
I want to go first because your beer is so monumentous that I just want to just like,
oh, I don't know, but go ahead. You go first.
So I got a month's worth of one-offs over at, Valley Beverage.
That's it? Just a month?
A month. Yeah, only four or five beers, you know? I had one with Frank. We had some outdoor beer time with Frank. So
that one is
not in the mix. But this one is called Five, and it's the fifth anniversary ale, a master blend of seven barrel-aged beers from Claremont Craft Ales. So it's a very, very fancy looking thing, but not as fancy as yours. I was like, shit, I should have saved this.
What style is that?
It's a bourbon barrel aged Imperial Stout.
Oh, Imperial Stout. And how many ABV?
We're sitting at a pretty 12 ABV.
Oh, man, you got me tonight.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to.
I'm at a 10. Oh, I don't care. It's not like
the other one was
a competition.
The other one was a 10. The other one was 10%. We would have been right on. But this is a 2017, and it's number 1217.
Wow, a 2017. Look at you, man. You got me by age and ABV.
But yours is so fancy. Let's show it again.
Okay, let me put the red towel over my arm again.
do your sommelier impersonation.
Exactly, right. So there you go.
And it's got like, what is it, rat or like a, what is that? Like a, what kind of animal is on there?
It looks like a bobcat or sort of a cat of sorts. Oh, with a bunny. It has a bunny. Look at that.
There's a bunny right there. You are being so good for Easter to have a bunny on your beer for That's Easter true. Weekend.
So this is a 2019 Vintage Ale Grand Cru, triple fermented.
Mm.
I don't know what that means. 10%.
Well, let me explain it to you, Jimmy, since you don't know anything about brewing.
How do you ferment it three times? I don't know. But we brewed a Belgian Grand Cru with French Saison yeast from Zen Valley. We've cellared this ale for an extended maturation period for exceptional smoothness. Night Lizard Brewing Company is committed to producing the highest quality craft beers using the freshest local ingredients. Okay, I don't need to keep going with that, but... All right, let me get this sucker open.
I love the bottle. I love the bottle. I love that neck.
Yeah, that painted bottle. Right, exactly. It's that Belgian
painted bottle, a little bubble in the neck, you know, the Belgian.
Okay, there we go. I'm going to share some of this. It's a big beer, a big bottle. I'm going to share with Clarissa.
Is this a stout or is it a porter? It's kind of on more of the porter side.
All right, I'm going to taste this. It's Wow, that is like super Belgian-y French Saison.
Yeah, it's got the Saison color.
Yeah, and it also has like a Zinfandel grape or something almost.
Oh, nice, nice. That's going all over the place for you. Hashtag doing too much with the beer.
It's really good. It's really, it's fruity. It's grape. It's, wow, it's sweet. Yeah, this is good. It's just, it's not what I was, it's sort of like a Belgian crossed with like a white Zinfandel wine.
But in a good way, I'm sure.
No, it's fantastic. Yeah. It is awesome. Yeah, it's really good. All right, so beers. All right, so Ted, we both got shot today. I titled mine Pfizer Vaccine, the sequel, : so far, so good.
Right, right.
My shoulder's not too sore. I don't have a headache. I don't have a fever. I feel good. I know Clarissa had some side effects. I heard Anne had some side effects.
Anne was laid up. She had, we gapped ours. She'd had hers yesterday and I had mine today. And I was like, oh my God, you're in bed. What if both of us are overlapping with our ailments? How do we take care of the
kids?
How
do we take care of the children? And Audrey, cook us dinner.
I already do that, you know. But anyway, so I got my second shot today and it was fine. I have my tattoo, which is the Pearl Jam Alive Man on my shoulder. And I just told the nurse, I was like, just hit him in the face if you could. Stab him in the face. And so I got a nice picture of that. But yeah, so we're ready. We're ready like in 2 weeks, you know, before this all happened, Anne bought a Groupon for handmade brewery.
She got a Groupon for Moderna vaccines.
No, the hand brew brewery right here in the valley.
Okay.
For Frank and I, she bought it for Frank and I to go to this place. So now in 2 weeks, Frank and I are going to head up there and see what we can see.
Wait, Groupon is still a thing?
Come on, of course it is. You think it went away?
I haven't been sensitized to Groupon for years. I didn't realize that was still a thing.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Okay.
We get some stuff here and there.
Yeah, no, I should probably look at it more. You probably get some good deals and stuff, you know, like wineries or whatever around town.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, I'm glad you returned me back onto it. I totally forgot about it.
Let me give you a couple notes just because this is a little more interesting than I would expect on this beer.
Okay.
It says, so originally I thought it was an imperial stout because it says master blend of 7 barrel aged beers. But
so 7 different beers?
7 different beers.
Wow.
And you would think it would be like busy and too much. It has two notes. It has the whiskey barrel note and then it has a rum barrel.
Oh, wow.
And it really, the rum barrel, so it has bourbon, whiskey, and rum barrels.
So it starts off boozy and ends kind of sweet.
Yeah, exactly. And I think rum is the overpowering of those three.
Huh.
And like between the whiskey and bourbon, I think bourbon's a little more bitey. So that kind of, you feel that at the top. And then the rum is kind of that smooth sweet at the end. So it's very interesting to have those two. And then it feels more like a porter than an imperial stout because it's just mellower and, you know, I think overall. So anyway, very interesting to have those two. You know, I've had rum barreled things and, you know, it has that. But to put bourbon, whiskey, and rum barrels all in one beer, you have to be a master brewer to get that to work. So I'm very happy with them.
Yeah, or a master blender or something.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, very cool. So, yeah, other than the shot and you guys were on vacation, that's why we missed last week.
We did a little, we had spring break early. Some of the kids are on spring break now, or some kids are on the spring break, I guess, when this comes out last week. So there's three weeks, yeah. Are the boys on right now?
Right, me and the boys start this coming week.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, I guess end of today started spring break, if you want to look at it that way.
So my kids on, you know, we hadn't planned anything. We didn't go anywhere. We weren't going to do anything. And Wednesday, Audrey had a PowerPoint presentation of like, here's Sequoia National Park, and it's only a mere 3-hour drive away.
A mere three. Dad, let's go.
So Anne did her magic, and we got a place. And I told you. And
so you guys rented like a cabin or something?
No, I mean for last minute, it was just like a hotel. We had to do a hotel nearby.
Oh, okay.
But we went straight up to the park. Super foggy, you know. It was beautiful and snow covered, and the kids were frolicking in the snow and having a good time up there. So a lot of snow play and very, very cold. Not all of us had boots, but Frank was like, "Here, borrow some boots." And luckily, some Bryce fit into some boots. I had some old boots that were kind of leaky. I was like, "These."
What elevation is it? I forget. Is it about 6,000 or so? Or
it's 7 to 8. So it's between 7 and 8.
Oh, it's that high.
Some parts of it are, yeah. Like some of the spots are. And definitely when you're there, you know, I was calling it fog, but Anne was saying clouds and the kids are saying clouds. I'm like, yeah, I guess it is kind of, I guess it's the same thing. Fog and clouds.
It's the ceiling's low, right.
You know? So it was definitely foggy, and it was fun, and you know, no sledding allowed in the park, which is okay. Bryce was rolling in the snow and soaking, you know, and
so it was like melting wet snow.
It was like snow that had been there a long time, and then
just
you
wet.
Know, and it was just wet.
Yeah,
but it was a lot. Like there were times when we were kind of like half off the path because you couldn't really tell the path where the path was all the time. And I went into my, you know, over my knees.
Oh, wow.
You know, I sank over my knees. And when I'm over my knees, you know, Bryce is up to his almost to his waist, you know, and we're just trying to, like,
yeah, wow.
climb ourselves out of these holes. So, yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
I've never been to Sequoia.
Oh, man, you should totally do it. You're so close. You're even closer.
No, it's if you guys are three, we're probably five.
No, really?
I don't know. I have to look at it. I don't know, but
I think the boys would love it.
Oh, I'm sure they would. Yeah, I mean, we've done other stuff, but yeah, I've never been to Sequoia though. That'll be a fun one. I think we will have to do that.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then we know the spring and the summer would be different there. So I think we're ready to go back.
Hot
when it's hot, and I mean it's not going to be hot, but it'll be.
Yeah, you're at 7,000.
A different
feet, right.
It'll be like a different experience. You know, it was like the difference between
more arid.
Yeah, it was the difference between like 65 in town, and then it would drop to like 30, 35 or 32 or something. it was freezing.
What's the nearest town to it?
There's like Three Rivers. We stayed a little bit in, I forget the name of the town. But yeah, so we just found the closest town, and I was like, oh, half an hour drive or 45 minute drive, whatever. It's fine. We're so last minute.
Any good restaurants you guys ate at?
Oh no, we didn't. We had a kitchenette, so we did most of the cooking. It was only a couple days, so we just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, that sounds like a lot of fun. Some good eats. You know, you guys probably enjoyed a bottle of wine in front of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Well, it's so funny because in the hotel they let you. So it's a box, and they can, you know, they give you some stuff, but they let you put in your Netflix code.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, all right, I'll put in the Netflix code, watch a movie. We'll tell you when we get to what we're watching. But I wanted to do Falcon and Winter Soldier, and I was like, we could go through the rigmarole of trying to hack into this and figure out how to do it in a browser or something like that. But it was like a hotel box on the back of it. I was like, forget it. It's not worth it. Just wait a day.
Just for a day, right? you'll get caught up anyway. Yeah, very cool.
How about you? Did you enjoy some time off?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people at work, they're testing everybody always now. So all these people are turning a positive, as did I.
Uh-oh.
And now I'm 2 weeks out from when I did. So we were on last time. We didn't talk about it. I didn't know where things were going to go, but I never had symptoms.
It was, yeah. You're asymptomatic, and you can't do the antibodies test because you have antibodies developing from the shot, right? So it's like...
It was a few days after when I got the first vaccine.
Right, the first dose.
I don't know if the first vaccine or who knows what it was, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. And so I had to quarantine. I couldn't go to work. I was working from home. Because of that, the boys were home, so we did school from home.
Wow.
And this week was parent-teacher conference.
Oh, no.
Most of school was short anyway.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher sent home a bunch of work, and the boys did work, and they got on Zoom a few times, and you know, with their teachers and stuff. So, you know, I think at this point we're kind of used to having these like awkward weeks of school and work and stuff. So it really wasn't that much different, you know, but yeah, it is what it was. And so I'm all good. I got the second shot today, as did you. And then the boys are getting old enough that I dusted off some of the old Dungeons and Dragons books.
No way.
And so me, Clarissa, and the boys are playing some D&D and they're just like, and they're loving it. It's hilarious.
Bryce is in a D&D club at school, and we have
really
we listen to him do it. And Anne and I are just like, we're at a loss. We don't know what's going on. Like, I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on. It's like, it's so funny.
Oh, so he does it online?
He does it on Zoom with his classmates. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, so he's probably playing 5th edition or something. I don't know, but
he's playing some pirate thing or something.
Yeah, we're playing 4th edition. So it came out in like the mid-aughts, you know?
Oh, wow.
Everybody says it's like the worst edition.
Oh, come on.
I played back in the 80s when haters. I was in high school and stuff, you know? Yeah, they're haters, whatever. It's all the same. It's just, it's like a different version, you know? It's like, it's all fun. It's all not. It's all annoying. It all has broken parts and, you know, whatever. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, are you having fun? Are you enjoying your time with the people you're playing with? Like,
right.
Okay, everybody wins.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the thing about it. So, but yeah, so I told Clarissa, I said, you know what? Let's see where they are. And I brought it up to the boys. I said, hey, you guys want to play some Dungeons and Dragons? And they're like, what's that? So I explained it to them, you know, and the characters, and I showed them the dice and all this stuff. And they're like, oh my God, it's amazing. So we created characters, and you know, we started playing. We played for I don't know a few times already, and man, they run around the house now. They think they're like wizards and warlords or something, you know. So, but yeah, lots and lots of fun we've been having with it in the short couple weeks we've been playing. So yeah, and that's funny though, Bryce is playing.
Yeah, Bryce is into it. You know, cool teacher.
Yeah, he and the boys will get along with it. Yeah,
that'll be fun. And then a couple of work things this week. We have a new mentor program at work that they're rolling out. So this week I got both a mentor and a mentee. So I'm getting it going both directions, helping and being helped. I don't know. And both of my people are from Nat Geo. So it's kind of fun to have new people and new groups. And I haven't met my mentor yet. That's early next week. But my mentee is great. She's a senior producer at Nat Geo, and she's been like all over the world with Nat Geo, like traveling for their segments and stuff.
And you
like,
are advising her?
And that's what I said. I said, well, how do I do what you do? And you know, and she's just like, well, I just need to know how to, you know, do corporate Disney. And I was like, oh, well, we'll get you the pixie dust and everything.
That's the easy part.
you're like worried about getting snowed in Alaska because a volcano in Russia erupted. And you know what I mean? And it was like some amazing stories already in only a couple of our meetings and you know, some Slack.
How old is she?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you're supposed to ask that, but she's out. So she graduated.
Well, you've seen her.
Yeah, she's younger than me. You know, she's younger than us.
I'm saying like 30s.
No, I don't think so.
40s?
No, I think the other direction.
20s?
I think so. So let's say she graduated in 2011. Is that right?
Oh God, I feel like an old man.
But you know, so we both went to AU. We both went to American University.
Oh, that's
you know,
cool.
Not
that's
together, cool. But obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
was I? In 04. I graduated in 04, and she graduated in 2011. But I'm a non-traditional student, so I was
right. You're like me. 7 years. Late life.
7 years after. But so then I just get to hear about DC and stuff, and like, oh, is this still open, or is this still on? And like, is this restaurant still good? And
exactly.
And I told her, and I said, you know, the one thing I love about getting a mentor as a mentee is free lunches. You know what I mean? Like, in all the years I've been mentored, the mentors always said, come by. Part of the thing is to come and we'll have lunch. We break bread, you know? And then now we're doing it remotely and then stuff like that. But I was like, oh, you can't miss out on it. So I sent her an Uber Eats.
That's funny.
So I sent her a little Uber Eats and I was like, here, get some Uber Eats on us, on Disney.
You have a mentee, but someone is also mentoring you?
Yeah, I found a director who sounds like he has kind of my dream job. He's a director of technology and workflow process. I was like, oh my God, if I could craft a title, that would be it.
Now, is this a new program or is this something that's always gone on?
It's a new program. Yeah, this Mentor Match. They,
gotcha.
They try to do it with like an algorithm more than just like you go and you pick some people and then it, you know.
Match.com.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little more like Match. You do like a profile of yourself.
Yeah.
And then they make sure you match your profile. So it's fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And then just because because it's been 3 weeks or 4 weeks and I've talked about Airtable every week, I would just say the love affair continues. I love my Airtable. I can't imagine work life without it. And and I pull the computer in at night just to after the kids go to bed and is on.
I just want to look at data.
I want to
look at spreadsheets.
Well, no, because all day long I'm trying to sleep. No, I'm trying to figure stuff out. And then all the support team from Airtable, they write me back and they send videos of how to fix things and all these little things. And I always
Ted, here's the video before bed.
And I'm just like, oh man, that fixes exactly what I wanted, you know, because they make these videos custom for me and it's so beautiful.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So they make them and they're like, Ted, here's the problem you mentioned. Here's what we do to fix it. I sent you a little code in the email, but here I walk you through how to do it. So when I do that, I'm like, I'm in there and every now and then, like the kids will wake up or like go to the bathroom or come get some water. And I'll be like in the computer doing the coding and doing the programming. And Audrey's like, you wired in? And I'm like, yeah, I'm wired in. And there's really something about when you write code, and I'm not a coder at all, so this is like completely new to me, but you have to write some code in this space and you have to like do some, you have to learn how to code some things. And, you know, it's nice that they're feeding it to me so I can just copy stuff out. But then you learn what you're doing and you say, oh, I can adjust that code and I can do it differently in this space to do this other thing. You know, so you're constantly doing that in your head and it's this total new way of thinking. And I can see how being wired in is so important. Like you wire in and then you're like talking to the computer and you're like, all right, so if these parameters happen, then I want you to do this. And you're like you're like teaching this computer to go through this automated process. And do you know the movie Social Network?
Yeah, I was going to say though, Ted, you are becoming the singularity. Yeah, the Social Network.
When you know, he's wired in, when Eduardo's coming to have his time, have his moment with Mark, he comes over there and Sean Parker's like, he's wired in, you know? And then he breaks his laptop in front of him and stuff.
Mark!
He's wired in.
Sorry?
He's wired in.
Is he?
Yes.
How about now? You're still wired in?
And so I played the clip because I was pulling it for us and put in the show. And Audrey was making banana bread earlier tonight. And she was like, she heard me playing the clip and she runs in front of the television and she just starts performing. She just starts doing the scene and she's got all the lines down and she's like slamming the laptop and she's got the movie memorized. She goes, I think I could do the whole movie. I think I could say all the lines from the whole movie. And then she starts doing other scenes from the movie. And Anne's not a big fan of the movie. You know, I think she's seen it a couple times.
Really?
But I love the movie, but I haven't seen it in a really long time. And I think I was like, we should watch it again. And so I think I'll probably watch it again this week. Just have it on in the background. It's great.
Yeah, it's a great movie. All right, Ted. It's
yes, sir.
April 2nd.
Yes, sir.
May the 4th be with you.
I know. They got a date right. They got it right. They got it right.
They got the Bad Batch comes out on May the 4th.
Perfect. Perfect timing. They heard our notes from early Trailer Junkies podcast when Avengers was released on May the 4th. And then they had the Star Wars movie later. And it was just like a bait and switch.
I know. If only they listened to us. Now they are.
now it's right. Now it's done right.
Finally. Yeah, I love the clone Lobot.
You what? The clone Lobot.
You know who Lobot is?
No, did I miss that? I didn't watch this very closely, I guess. I was into it. I was very excited.
Okay,
about
but it. You know who Lobot is? He's the brain computer guy in Cloud City.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they have a Lobot clone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, right.
No, it looks awesome. I love how they set it up as, like, you know, you guys are, well, the Bad Batch, essentially, but you guys are, like, flawed in some way.
Right.
And they go through it. I watched it with the boys, and they're, like, on point. I mean, they want to see it.
Of course.
I want to see it. Yeah. We all want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I love it.
Here's another note, since maybe somebody from Disney Plus is listening. I know I don't talk to anybody at work about Disney Plus. No, that's not exactly true, but not programming per se. But I think they need to come up with a different release schedule. They can't release everything on Friday.
Oh, is this released on a Friday?
I don't know. I didn't look up May 4th, but...
I mean, I agree with you. I would say... The more content you like, okay, ABC, NBC, CBS, right? If you want to go with the old guard networks,
yeah,
they have their nightly slots for prime time.
Exactly. And if you're gonna go weekly, like Disney's doing, like Disney Plus is doing,
yeah,
then slot it, then program it a little bit.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, people are gonna slot their own.
May the 4th is a Tuesday. So that's when the first episode comes out. It'll be interesting to see whether they do Tuesday and then go Friday. Yeah.
So here's a question. Let's say their approach is everybody could, or we're going to release on every Friday of every week of every show. You choose. And then you have the rest of the week to slot it how you want to slot it.
Yeah, I don't know. Because of the way that spoilers work.
Oh.
And because of all the other ancillary things that you're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Like, even within the one day.
You do talk to other humans.
You
talk
to other humans. You can't run around saying, spoiler, I haven't seen it yet.
It came out Friday, but my time slot is Wednesday.
Yeah, do it.
Right? I get you.
Yeah. Do it separate. And like, let me spoil a little bit for us. Game Changers, Mighty Ducks Game Changers and Bucky and Falcon. They both come out on Fridays. And it's just like, I understand you keep the tentpole show, which is Bucky and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. You put that on a Friday, but you have Game Changers.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Sorry. Yes, it's very important.
Goes along with our theme tonight.
Yes. Oh, that's the theme. Now I get it.
All right. We're not there yet, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
The other theme. But yeah. So, and then Mighty Ducks Game Changers, that's on Friday too. It's like, why do I have to stack up my Fridays? Mighty Ducks Game Changer, beautiful. Well, you know, I'll get into it later, but it's a Wednesday or Thursday. It should be Wednesday or Thursday. You know what I mean? It should be during the middle of the week.
Right.
Bad Batch. Let's see if they keep on Tuesdays or if they go to a Friday thing.
So you think they're May the 4th, because it's May the 4th be with you kind of an idea. But you think they're going to be like, all right, we got that out of the way. Now let's jump to Friday.
Right. Now we're going to do the Fridays.
That's lame. Stick to Tuesday. Because then you got to wait a week and a half, unless they come out like 3 days later.
Unless they do the 7th.
Right.
And this is fun because maybe Falcon and Winter Soldier is episode 3 was today. It's only 6 episodes, so it only has the rest of April. And then we have a week off, and then we have Bad Batch. So it's basically just stacking them up.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, again, like we mentioned, you got to slot it, though, because...
Yeah, put it on a different day.
They're going to start coming out with more and more content you know, you're going to start growing your platform. The more you grow, the more content you get. I mean, there's 7 days in a week, you know, and it doesn't have, you don't have to abide by time slots like prime time because, you know, I guess it like
midnight,
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier comes out at like midnight.
Right.
So you have all day to watch it. It's just the day slot.
Exactly. Day of the week.
Yeah. And most people, I mean, when you think about like work and dinner and bathing the kids and just life, life happens.
Right.
You don't have all day to watch Disney Plus, you know? And then, like you said, you're going to start getting into those conflicts of spoilers and what your friends have seen, what you haven't, and everybody's going to, you know, people are going to prioritize their own slots.
Right.
So it'll start to get a little ugly, I think, if you don't have a staggered release throughout the week.
Let's do it, Disney Plus. You heard it here first. Go.
So the Suicide Squad,
as opposed to Suicide Squad, which was just released a few years ago. Yes.
And it's The Bad Batch.
Correct. Right. So this is your definite article theme.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later in the show, but it got me thinking about how Americans speak versus everybody else in the world.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. So the Suicide Squad, lots of fun, man. Lots of fun. The cast is solid.
It's amazing. Cast is solid. You know, we know the Guardians of the Galaxy creator, Gunn, and you got Rooker, you know, in here in his little spot, you know. And it's really strange to see this sequel slash reboot slash whatever, you know, and I'm a huge David Ayers fan. Are you a David Ayers fan?
Who's David Ayers?
He directed Suicide Squad, not to be confused with The Suicide Squad.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Okay. He also directed End of Watch. Did you see that movie?
End of Watch? I don't know if I heard of that one.
Oh my God. Jake Gyllenhaal. You got, okay. Homework.
I'm like, okay. I did other homework. I guess I got more homework.
No, next week, homework. End of Watch is my favorite cop movie of all time.
End of Watch. Okay.
And if you found like the opening scene of End of Watch, just watch that and you'll get the feel of what's going on. It's like POV. It's POV. He's got a camcorder and he's a cop and he's making a movie for his night class. Which is like a video film and video class where he's trying to be a documentarian, you know? So it's very interesting, but it's an amazing take on being a cop. And so David Ayers directed that and he also directed Suicide Squad. So yeah, Suicide Squad. Oh man. So yeah.
So do you think there's a side story to Margot Robbie in this one? Maybe, Margot Robbie. Who Margot Robbie's playing? You know, Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
That she's a coke addict. Because her nose is always bleeding.
Yeah, I think she has that definite vibe to her. You know, I mean, it's the vibe.
Yeah, she's like a coke fiend.
I mean, Harley Quinn is just a maniacal Joker henchman that just outshines the Joker at times. You know, so it's interesting.
And the Suicide Squad is DC.
It is DC. It's great.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's part of that Joker space.
I didn't know if they were trying to cross genres or something.
No. I mean, it's just camp. It's just a campier version of a camp gore kind of thing, you know?
And, exactly.
And to hear Peacemaker talk about a beach full of dicks, like, it was just amazing. It's a great Red Band trailer.
Why does the beach have penises?
So just the irreverent humor, a great space. It's a Red Band trailer.
Oh, it's a Red Band trailer. So NSFW for sure.
Well, yeah, unless your work is at home, you know, your work's at home.
Well,
now,
that is true.
Don't play it on your company Zooms.
That's right.
Oh my God. I thought it was muted today and I had something and I was like queuing it up for after the meeting and it auto played and I was like mortified. And I was like, it was.
What were you playing?
I was playing a Frame.io intro video and it says, "Welcome to Frame.io." And I was like, they were talking about something else and they're like, "Oh, it's such a polite program." I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was muted."
Oh, well, it wasn't like vulgar.
Oh, no, no, no. But I was just, it was, you know.
Yeah.
No, I thank God. But I would never even do that. I was queuing up my next work thing during a work thing. So it was funny.
Yeah, I gotcha. I like your glass there. You have a Stella.
The Stella.
Yeah, very nice. All right, man. So Suicide Squad, what is it streaming on? I didn't see that.
Oh, it's HBO Max.
Oh, it's HBO Max. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have HBO Max? We were chatting about that.
No, I got to get, there's a lot of cool stuff coming
out. HBO Max is something to get, at least for this year. You know what I mean? Do the $15. I talked to Frank about what you thought he had. He was a little confused about it. I think he was thought he was has Sirius, whatever. And then he was, you know, then he went down the rabbit hole of like, these are all Hughes products and Hughes put up the satellites. And I, you know, cause he's an old Hughes, you know, engineer from back in the day. So.
Oh, was that the text I sent you? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
No, that was my cousin, Frank.
Oh, that Frank. No wonder he was confused. I was like, talked to Frank about it. You didn't like, see I'm texting with Frank right now because I just fixed our washing machine together. You know,
you didn't see my later email that said that email or that or not the email that text. I said, yeah, sorry, that text was ambiguous. My cousin Frank.
You know, because I lose it because it's all four of us and you and Anne and Clarissa
right.
will go off on a tangent and I'll be, you know, wired in my Airtable.
It's like 37 texts later.
And I look down. Yeah. And it says 37. And I'm just like, I jump to the end. I can't be bothered to catch up with this.
No, I was talking to my cousin Frank last night and he's talking about, he's like, yeah, tell me all these shows he's watching.
Uh-huh.
Trailer Junkies for Life, Frank Monaco. He's been on a couple times. I don't know what episodes. Go back and listen to them all. Yeah,
you can search. You can search. The searching is very
there you go.
Good with the Trailer Junkies podcast.
It is.
You've tagged it. You've tagged everything well.
And he said he gets HBO Max for free, you know, working at Warner Brothers. And he gets Dish Network? I think, yeah, for Dish, $10 a month. I was like, what?
You said DirecTV, and I was like,
DirecTV, I'm sorry, DirecTV. Yeah, $10 a month. And so with that, I was like, ah, oh, man, I got to tell Ted, you know? But you know, I need to jump on HBO Max. It sounds like there's a lot of awesome stuff. You know, we've been doing Hulu, I think, after, what's it called coming out here?
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale's coming out in the next week or two.
Next couple weeks, yeah.
After that, I think we might dump Hulu and maybe we'll pick up HBO Max. And then, yeah, there's a ton of awesome stuff. I mean, even this, Suicide Squad. And then Bad Batch, that's Disney.
Disney Plus, but you got Disney Plus. Are you locked into Disney Plus or you kind of unbundled it, right?
No, we have the same as you. It was like the...
Okay, 3 years.
$140 for like 3 years, I think.
Yeah. That can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, it was like $3 a month. I mean, that's like free, right? $3 a month for all that content.
Right.
I mean,
right,
come on.
Right.
It's like nothing. So, all right, man. So speaking of all this watching, I have a laundry list. How about,
okay,
rather than the tit for tat we've been doing,
okay,
I'll just give a rundown. You stop me wherever you want to talk.
Okay.
I'll give the rundown and a brief synopsis and move on to the next one. I'll just cover them quickly, and then you run down yours, and then we can hit the high points and low points as we see fit.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so 8 seasons of The Walking Dead.
Oh, my God.
Me and Clarissa were like, you know what? There's one season.
Put a capstone on that.
There's one season left. What do you say we finish it?
Knock it out.
So we were going to knock it out. We watched 2 episodes about building a bridge or something. I'm like, this is terrible.
Does it have nobody in it that you know? It's like completely new cast or something?
No, everybody's still in it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just like the acting, the storyline, everything was just terrible. And I thought, you know, all right, we can muscle through a season. And I looked and I just to make sure it was the last season, I looked. No, there's 11 seasons.
And what season are you on?
Well, we finished 8 like years ago.
Uh-huh. And you were starting up 9.
And we were starting 9 thinking 9 was the end.
Ugh.
So I thought, okay, we can muscle through one season and be done. No, there's 11 seasons. I said, okay, I can't do it.
There's too much other good stuff to watch.
This season has already started off like lame as all get out. Like we quit after two episodes.
And they're doing the old model where they're just trying to like, and I haven't seen it, but it just sounds like they're just trying to fill hours.
Oh, that's all it was.
And you can't do that anymore. You can't fill hours. You make the show or the movie or the schmovie to the length that the content demands, you know?
Yeah, and you're watching a whole hour or 45 minutes, whatever, and like they're trying to build this bridge and like a log falls on a guy and he's trapped and it's like, oh my God, is this brutal? You know, so we just bowed out. Bombshell, episode 84.
Oh, okay. Was it good?
It was great. Yeah. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. I wanted to watch it. And every time I bring it up to watch it, Anne thinks I'm like trying to like just watch hot blondes or something.
No. Yeah, there's some, you know, Margot Robbie's in it, you know, just like with Suicide Squad, uh-huh. The Suicide Squad.
Both of them. She's in both. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, you know, hot chicks in there and stuff. But no, it was good. It reinforced my love-hate relationship with Fox News. You know, I just love to hate it.
What do you love about them? Okay, love to hate them.
No, I love to hate it. Another one, and this is in no particular order.
Yeah.
High Score. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's the evolution of video games, essentially.
Uh-huh.
It goes through like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and Mario and, you know, all the RPG role-playing game stuff. That's been a lot of fun. I did some homework that you suggested. Own the Room.
Oh, good.
So Nat Geo on Disney Plus. The poor Nigerian kid, you know, like,
oh my God, was that not heart wrenching? And then so I told my office about that today in our little stand up. I said, if you guys need like a documentary to watch that's on Disney Plus, try this Nat Geo, Own the Room. I said, my family, after 5 minutes of it, you know, we finished breakfast that one morning and we had to go do yard work. So we went out to do the yard work. And then when we came back and took our showers and everything, I said, we're going to finish the documentary. Nobody wanted to finish it.
No, it was great. It was great.
No, but nobody wanted to finish it. And I said, we're finishing this documentary right now. And by the time the kid was locked out and he couldn't make it into the country,
we were all
on the edge of our seats and we were like yelling at the television because they cut away from that story and they go to other stories.
I felt that the documentary, the kid deserved his whole pitch to be shown. I was like, you got, because what is it, like 10 minutes?
Yeah,
I mean, it's probably not even that long. I'm like, uh-huh. You got to show the whole pitch. You know? Like, and then they didn't. And I was like, you totally
cut away.
That kid.
You cut away from Henry. Don't cut away from Henry.
Yeah. No, I loved it. It was really good. The one thing, though, I was like, they had the storyline of the girl who won go the whole way through.
Okay, spoilers. We got to say spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
Obviously.
The whole Venezuelan American girl the whole way through.
Right.
But they had the Greek guy. They had everybody else.
Everybody else.
And they all lost in the first round.
It was great. It was great. Because I was like, this just shows that Nat Geo and the producers have no say whatsoever in how the competition plays out.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, they have all these people, and you know they're banking on everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they all fail, but the one girl, I'm like, is this planned? Is this, what is this, you know?
And how endearing was the Greek kid? To me, he was the one, you know.
Walking with the baby?
Yeah, but he had this arc to him where he comes on the camera and they reveal him as this cocky college kid who's got a baby app, you know what I mean? And it's really like, it's really some cockiness. But then he has these moments in Macau where he's like coaching and he's like cheering his fellow competitors on. And it's really this endearing space where I'm like,
oh, totally supportive. He was totally supportive.
This kid has broken all of my stereotypes of what I assumed him to be.
Right.
You know, this frat kind of Greek frat guy who just wants to party and have a startup.
A literal Greek frat guy.
When he has Greek letters, they're just regular letters.
It's his name. Right. And then we watched Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
So what we did there was, so Iron Man totally holds up.
Okay.
But for the cell phone FaceTime thing, because like FaceTime wasn't a thing when Iron Man came out.
Uh-huh.
But like they made it a thing and they had like the weird flip phone, like FaceTime thing.
Right. Because it was, that's advanced. It was so advanced, but it was flip phone.
Exactly. And then it was like, wow, you guys like were so advanced, but you didn't realize like in a couple of years later, this would be a thing, you know? But like, no, but it totally, like the technology, everything held up, but for that one thing.
Well, I will tell you, I watched it recently. There is another thing that doesn't really hold up.
Oh, what doesn't? What else?
It's a little misogynistic.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Compared to the rest of the MCU and compared to like the meat, it's definitely pre Me Too. And it has like Pepper. Well, no, not even Pepper. It's just like, it's all the other. Well, I mean, it's just the flamboyant playboy billionaire, you know, like he's too smart for his own good and too sexy on top of it, you know, like he kind of gets away with murder, you know, and so like he gets away with like forgetting people's names, so you know, like ladies' names. So you know, it's that kind
the
of
journalist,
stuff.
Right? And exactly, all that stuff. Exactly. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah, if you don't know by now, it's too late. But then we watched, because, you know, I'm like, all right, Iron Man's the first one. I put it on and we watched it. And then I noticed on Disney Plus, they have Timeline Order. But it was after we watched Iron Man and I was like, Timeline Order? What's this? And then it shows Captain America, the first Avenger.
Right, because that's the old one, yeah.
Captain Marvel and all that stuff. And I said, all right, boys, let's do Timeline Order because like that'll make more sense or whatever. So then, obviously, you know, I just mentioned Captain America. So we watched that one. Episode 152, we watched Seaspiracy.
Oh, no, you did that one, too.
Oh, God. You know, the problem with these kind of documentaries is, you know, fill in the blank about any industry, right? I mean, the guitar industry, the computer industry, the microphone industry, you know, the corn industry, like they're all an abomination on humanity, right?
Right.
You know, I'm not saying what the documentary was about was, you know, like it shouldn't be documented or anything. I'm just saying everything, every industry on the planet is death to humanity.
Yeah.
And it's like the problems are so overwhelmingly enormous. It's like, okay, I give up. I don't even know what to do. It's so enormous.
You just support the government spending $2 trillion right. every month. Every month, the government just needs to drop another $2 trillion into the economy, and then we're good.
Yeah, and just put some of it towards, like, you know, like Seaspiracy.
Seaspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, these kind of documentaries, though, it's like they're
hopeless. It puts you in a hopeless space, right?
They're crippling. Like, you feel like it's over, and you're like, okay, I get it. You know, I cannot eat seafood or something, but, like, what else do I do? I'm crippled, you know? Episode 63, we watched The Kid. So, checks all the boxes. We covered The Kid in episodes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in episode 63. Like I said.
The Western.
The Western, yeah. It checks all the Western boxes. I know you're not a Western guy. It's very Western.
Classic Western.
So it's a double entendre. The Kid is, you know, it's Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid, yeah.
But then it's really about this other kid who's the kid.
Okay.
And the story is more about him. It's a coming of age story in the Old West. It just goes through his life kind of coming through this stage when his family's like, you know, broken apart, and Billy the Kid kind of like is his mentor and, you know, all this kind of stuff, but he's the kid actually.
Right.
And then we'll probably, me and you, then when you're done going through your laundry list, we could talk about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But let me just say, so the theme I'm getting at though, with the, you know, the article, the,
okay,
whenever you hear somebody in like Europe or something talk about, you know, where they go after high school, they go to university.
Uh-huh.
When somebody's sick, they go to hospital. In the United States, we go to the university.
Right.
Or we go to the hospital. Or my mom searches the Google.
Or here in California, it's the 5 or the 405.
Yeah.
Whereas back east in Chicago and DC, it's 495 and, you know, and 395.
You just say the number.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah.
It's the East Coast, even East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, it's 294. It's
994. It's not the 101.
Yeah, you don't say like the 294.
But you wouldn't think of saying, hopping on the Hollywood freeway and saying 101. I have to pause when I say, if I just say 101, you know what I mean? You can't do it.
You're like, what college class is that? is that driving 101? Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. But no, so like, we put the in front of like everything.
Okay.
So the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And it's like, you know, and then you're watching and you're like, oh, there's the Captain America. And, you know, they just keep adding in all these people, whatever. And it's like everything's the, you know. And
right.
I don't know. So it just got me, you know, I just got to laughing at every time I turned around. I was doing my show notes. And every time I was watching something, I was reading something, everything had the in front of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's the theme tonight, is the.
That's so funny. So let me counter that with you, with what I've been watching.
Yeah, go for it.
I'll go through a bit of a laundry list as well. First, because we do have the HBO Max. Because we have HBO Max, we saw Godzilla versus Kong this week.
Oh, cool. How was that?
It was great. It was a lot of fun. We watched it last night.
When we covered it, I don't remember the episode. When we covered it, Godzilla was your biggest complaint, or maybe your biggest concern. I'm not sure which.
Was the scale,
maybe both,
right?
Was the scale. So was Godzilla that much more enormous than King Kong?
No, I think they talked about it a little bit. They talked about how King Kong got bigger over the years and where he was, you know, maturing and developing and growing. So they were basically eye to eye by the time they got off in their face off. And it's just a romp. It's just a full-fledged,
of course,
action movie with these titans or what are they called? I forgot what they're called now. The type of monster they are. And it's well done. It's well put together. I don't know what you would expect. It has enough of a story to just hold together. And it's a fun, loud romp. I mean, the audio, just to have my 7.1, you know, our TV's not a 70-inch like yours, but it's, you know, it's big enough. And then the audio just like encompassed us. And like Audrey was trying to talk to me during this movie. I was like, just text it to me. You're over in the other side of the room. This is like, you know, pounding down on us throughout the whole thing.
Was the subwoofer just like kicking your ass?
Exactly.
I love that, yeah. Man. I love that.
It's just thumping the room, you know?
Yeah, so it's that kind of a movie.
And then Bryce is saying like, oh, his chest thumping, it wouldn't sound like that. I was like, calm down.
So this is HBO Max?
HBO Max. And see, this is the fun.
Dude, I got to do it, man. I got to do it.
Here's the crazy thing. HBO Max has done a good job windowing this stuff.
Uh-huh.
They don't overlap any of this stuff. So you have to keep the subscription going.
Oh, well, yeah, I got you.
So this is only out for a month and then it's gone. It came out, you know, the 31st and then it's gone at on the 30th, you know?
Oh, and then what? It's just, does it ever come back?
Then it'll eventually come back. They don't really, they don't prioritize that. But it's only out on HBO Max, the time that it would have been out on the theater. So it's a very small window.
So it makes sense to jump on board.
It makes sense to jump on board. And that's why I said you got to keep it through the end of the year, because at least through this year, they promised Mortal Kombat is later this month, since we're already...
Mortal Kombat!
They're doing a new Mortal Kombat. You didn't know this? Oh,
it better be good, because the original was just like way bad.
This one is going with the complete finish him. It's going to do the whole thing. It's going to... They have all the kill moves. Like
the Van Damme splits to the nuts.
Yeah. So every month they have at least one or two titles that you could watch. You know, this Godzilla versus Kong is PG-13, but you know, it's a family movie basically.
You know, though, what you just said though makes sense. They have two movies a month that would otherwise be in the theater. I mean, yeah, $15 a month for a streamer is a little bit on the higher side.
Yeah.
But if you're doing Kong and, say, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what are you going to spend? You're going to spend, I mean, $15 a person.
Yeah, exactly. And you have the 70-incher at home. Come on, you're gonna get it.
But I'm just saying, though, me and Clarissa watch, I mean...
Watch a movie a month? You paid more than paid for it.
Watch two, get three free. You know, that's really how it boils down when you think about it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So it okay, I gotta revisit.
You'll check it out. It's worth it. It's worth it.
We may be watching Godzilla and King Kong before next week.
There you go. And then the one movie we watched in Sequoia was the one movie that we could all agree on to just kind of end our night in the hotel on Netflix, that everybody could agree on, was Yes Day, Jennifer Garner movie.
Yes Day?
Yes Day.
I never heard of it.
It's basically just a family-friendly movie, a family movie where the kids say, you know, my parents are so boring and so awful. And then they get a Yes Day where the kids make up guidelines, and then your parents have to say yes the whole day, regardless of what the kids ask for within the limits of the rules of the game. So it's fun.
So craft your rules carefully is what you're telling me.
Exactly. They go through the car wash with the windows down kind of thing. And of course, the whole time Anne's just like, that would ruin your car. That would be so horrible for your car and the flooding and all that stuff.
So one rule is don't do anything that destroys expensive items.
Yeah. And of course, the kids learn that the parents aren't mean, and they don't say no to everything because they want to say no. They say no because, you know, you need to say no. You need to have the limits.
You need limits.
What you're doing. Yes.
Yeah, you got to have limits, right? Otherwise, a life without limits is called tyranny and chaos, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we had watched an oldie but a goodie, Jojo Rabbit. I don't know if you ever saw that movie back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just a heart-wrenching movie.
Jojo Rabbit, that's like the Nazi one.
The Nazi one, yes. The Nazi one,
yeah.
With Taika Waititi as Hitler.
Right, right, right.
And there's so much Heil Hitler in it. It's just ridiculous. And Anne had never seen it before. So, you know, I don't know if you remember the motif of tying the shoelaces, how that was a motif through the whole movie. Audrey and I just kept looking at each other. Every time they tied the shoelaces, I was looking at Audrey, and Audrey would look at me, and we'd almost break into tears because we knew that this is the motif that will unravel the whole movie when, you know, when his mother is hung for her, you know, her anti-Hitler, anti-Nazi sentiment and stuff. So we watched that. We love that. And then a couple of movies on DVD.com. So because we're on holiday.
Oh, right. You got that going again.
I re-upped the DVD.com.
Old school.
I went old school, getting DVDs in the mail. I tell you what, the waiting for DVDs in the mail is so awful. I was like, when we went up to Sequoia, I was like, the DVDs haven't come yet. We could watch them, you know, up there in Sequoia. We just, maybe we leave it after the mail comes today.
Bring a laptop. Wait, what? A laptop doesn't have a DVD player.
I got an external DVD player.
Oh, there you go. Are you getting DVDs or Blu-ray?
I got whatever's available. So I'm getting mostly DVDs.
So DVDs are still a thing.
Dude, they're still a thing.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, so that's
like 480.
Well, no, it's 720.
Okay.
They get up to that level. But I don't want to give the competition too much information. But DVD.com and maybe other places that rent actual physical DVDs or discs, they're missing an opportunity by not giving you what's not available. I know last week you said, or a couple weeks ago, you said they tell you you can watch this right now on Netflix. But I think they need to tell you other places that you can get it. You know what I mean? In case you don't have it, or just tell, you know, or just say it's not available for free elsewhere, you know? Because I think you could actually have a market where you could get people to not buy, you know, not rent, not subscribe to another service. If you could say you could rent it here, you know, and I think there's a window in there.
Yeah, I get you.
So anyway, in that space, we saw Jumanji Next Level, which was a great family movie. It's the sequel to Jumanji with The Rock and all them. Wonderful movie. And then The Gentlemen, which is a Guy Ritchie movie. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it and I've never seen it.
Really, really solid movie. Like, I don't know why it didn't do so well. But Ann and I watched it. We loved it. And, you know, we really got into the story of it. It's told in a very nice, you know, satisfying way. So that's great. Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Right. So we saw that. We're 2 weeks into that. I think that's going to bridge our time between The Falcon and the Winter Soldier and The Bad Batch. So I think it's going to do both of those, because I think it has a little bit longer run than Winter Soldier, 6 weeks. And then Justice League, Zack Snyder cut. Did I mention that last time we were talking?
No, you didn't.
Okay, good. So it's a 4-hour movie and it's released all at once.
Oh, that one. Yeah, you did mention it. And you didn't watch it yet, but you were talking about trying to figure out how you're going to set aside time to watch it.
So Ann and I set aside time. We watched it over a couple of different nights, and it has nice chapter breaks in it. So you could break it up overnights if you wanted to. You could sit through the whole thing and watch it. But the whole time, it's like Ann and I started to watch it and we were like, is this an old movie? I was completely oblivious to the other cut, to the regular Justice League cut. And I was like, they don't have any of Darkseid. So Darkseid's one of the villains in this. And I was like, you know, Steppenwolf was the main villain in the regular Justice League movie. But now Steppenwolf is like the undercard to this Darkseid character. And Darkseid character, he's compared a lot to Thanos. But I don't think he's anything like Thanos. I think he's kind of weak. He felt like he was much weaker than Thanos. But
And this is
DC.
DC, yeah, exactly.
DC, yeah. So, you know, it's a much better movie, I think. Some of the extra scenes that they shot, Zack Snyder shot some extra stuff at the end and put some other stuff in there. The Nightmare Squad, Nightmare League or whatever it was after that is okay. You know, I don't think it plays. It needs too much of that, but it's a good movie. I think it's worth 4 hours.
Yeah. And that's on HBO as well.
That is on HBO as well. Oh man, you should get that before that goes out. Yeah.
Wow, man. HBO Max has like, cause you know, like I said, again, going back earlier in the show, it's talking about Frankie with HBO Max. He's telling me all the stuff he's watching there. You're telling me all the stuff you're watching there. And it's like HBO Max, I think, is what
you got a little FOMO.
Yeah, oh, I'm totally like FOMO going on. Looking at that, I think we might have to drop the $15. You know, I think I got that kind of coin. We'll drop that $15. But I, you know, I also say though, I mean, I think we've exhausted what we wanted to watch on Hulu.
Except for Handmaid's Tale, yeah.
Well, yeah, that comes out here, I think, in like a week to 2 weeks. I don't know if they're gonna drop the whole thing and then binge it, or if they're gonna do a weekly release. I don't know how they're gonna do it, but
I'm sure they'll do weekly.
Yeah, that's what I think too. If they do drop it all at once,
you're just gonna binge it. Two episode a nights, yeah.
Yeah, we'll watch it within a week or two, and we might then dump Hulu for a little while anyway. Hulu has some good stuff. I mean, we watched The Kid on there. We watched the Deadpools on there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few other things and stuff. But I would say
I rewatched Devs in the background.
Oh, Devs, yeah. That was good. A little slow, but it was good.
But, you know, playing it in the background while you're working, it's perfect. When you've already seen it, It has the musicality to it that it's just like music in the background. It's really amazing.
That's true. It's like that kind of, it's almost like smooth jazz.
It has like a monotony to it that's kind of like.
Exactly.
That's actually soothing. It's like a soothing monotony. Yeah, smooth jazz. Exactly. Soothing monotony.
Yeah, it's like smooth jazz. Right. But yeah, man, HBO Max, I think we're going to have to jump on board.
Yep, do it, do it.
Tomorrow night, we're going to be watching Captain Marvel.
Okay, good.
And then I think what we're going to be looking at is The Kid Who Would Be King.
Mm.
And we covered that, like, I don't even know what episode. We covered that a while back.
I love that movie, though. The kids and
oh,
I
you
love
saw it.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Okay, cool. Because
the boys would love it. The boys would love it.
Yeah, and like I said, now that we've started with the Dungeons and Dragons yeah, stuff, totally. You know, and it's like King Arthur. And
the witch in it is a little intense in moments, so maybe, you know.
So have him in between us on the sofa?
Yeah, yeah. Mikey might, you know. Got block his eyes a little bit, you know.
Oh, I'd say that's Timmy.
Oh, Timmy blocked.
Mike can handle it. The older boy can't. The older boy's a little more sensitive, you know.
That's
but
funny.
But yeah, Mike is like, oh no, I'm into it, man. Like I'll just get bring it on, you know.
Oh, there's another movie I started. So because Audrey on spring break earlier in the week, she came out to my office and she goes, oh, I want to see Midsommar.
Midsommar. That sounds.
And Midsommar's it's a horror movie. That horror movie that we covered it. Yeah. Find the episode. Do the Easter egg hunt for Trailer Junkies podcast.
But isn't summer like S-O-M?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a Scandinavian summer.
Yeah.
It's like in the highland of Finland and stuff like that.
And Midsommar, wasn't it like a cultish group or something?
It was. It was like this weird cult. It was like all day.
Yeah.
It was like the 24-hour daylight kind of thing. And there's a lot of mushrooms and a lot of, you know, hallucinogenics and a lot of sacrifice. And by the time we're about...
Ted calls that Tuesday.
We're about half an hour into this. And I turned to Audrey and I was like, no, you know, I know you're 15. I know you're going to watch this. You might watch it on your own or something like that, but I'm not watching it with you. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not going to sanction you watching this, you know? Don't watch this.
What's the reason? Because you're embarrassed or you don't think it's worth?
I don't think it had, it was kind of gory for gory's sake and it wasn't like doing anything for me. And I like this director and I thought Hereditary was very gory, very thing. And
who's the director? It's not Shyamalan.
No, it's M. Night, but I forget his name. But yeah, it's the same director as Hereditary and I loved Hereditary.
Okay.
But there was something a little more to this one, a little further. So I tell her she can't watch it anymore. She's okay. You know, it wasn't like fully doing anything for her. So she leaves and then, you know, and I have a meeting and then after my meeting, I turn it back on and there's like a crazy sex scene in it. And then there's some other stuff in it. And I was like, nope, you can't, even if you wanted to watch this, you can't watch this anymore. And she goes, I wasn't into it anyway. I was like, find something else to watch because, you know, and I didn't tell her, but I was just like, there's a sex scene where they're surrounded by like all the women in the cult. And they're all naked around the two people having sex.
Okay.
And they're all like, they all put their hands on the guy. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, it's just the weird, strange cult rituals, you know?
A man can dream.
That's a lot of watching stuff.
You know, and I don't have a girl, but if I did, that would be awkward. Like dad and daughter watching a crazy cultish sex scene.
Like, and then the guy goes full frontal when he's running out of the little teepee.
Oh, God.
I was like, nope, you're not watching this.
And Ted's jealous. All right, man. On that note,
yeah.
We gotta call it.
All so, right.
Yeah, we watched a lot of cool stuff. I mean, it was you know, tons of stuff. We have our homework cut out for us this coming week.
Yes. And you'll catch up to me when you get HBO Max, and maybe HBO Max will toss us a little maybe free month or something. You know, we talk about them so much this episode, it's like an advertisement for HBO Max.
we jump on HBO Max, what would you say number one, number two thing? So Godzilla, number one, number two?
Definitely Justice League, number one, and then Godzilla and versus Kong, number two.
Okay, so Justice League was that good?
Well, I think it's the one that's going to leave the soonest and it's longest.
Oh, you're looking at timeline order. Gotcha.
And I want to, you know, we'll just say HBO Max kind of, it destroys our definite article thing, because HBO Max doesn't have an article in front of it, and Justice League does not have an article in front of it, and Godzilla versus Kong does not have an article in front of it.
So what they're trying to do is have a broader audience, like a worldwide audience, because what...
Exactly. Well, Godzilla versus Kong is definitely a global phenomenon, you know.
Last question. When you play, like, let's say you're going to hit play on Godzilla versus Kong or whatever, does it tell you, like, this is only on two more weeks, better get your watching in? Like, does it have a date there, or how do you know?
The promos for it do. So as you watch promo, when you see the promos, see it before it leaves, you know, April 30th.
Oh, okay.
All the promos and the marketing do the heavy lifting there.
So if you like scroll over it, it doesn't say like, it doesn't give you a date timeline, like watch it now or else.
No. Not inside the app. The app has a lot of, you know, do you like the Hulu app?
Yeah, Hulu's okay.
Hulu on OTT is one of the worst apps.
Yeah, I think it's lacking in a lot of ways.
But HBO Max is trying to be worse than Hulu's app.
Really?
they don't have a play like in every other app. If you hit up, or if you hit some kind of activation button, it'll show you the bar, the progress bar at the bottom. It'll pull up the progress bar and show it to you.
Yeah.
No, this doesn't do it. When you're on OTT, when I'm on my Fire, Amazon Fire, and you hit the play or you hit up, it doesn't show you how far into the movie is. And for something like Justice League, you're in that and you're like, oh, am I an hour two, three, or four? Like, what hour am I in this movie? Like, what kind of investment should I muscle through and finish to the end?
I need to go to bed. Where am I in this thing?
And I had to open up my phone and open it up and in the same profile and look at the same profile and see where I was within the episode.
Wow, that's kind of weird.
And I was like, okay, so the phone has a decent app, but the OTT is crap.
I wonder, I mean, I would imagine the Amazon and the Roku app is probably similar.
Oh, let me know how Roku is, because Roku is definitely, they're becoming the top, they're becoming the big alpha predator in the OTT space. So they might have better stuff than everybody else. I will say, so you, I'm trying to sell you on HBO Max. You tell me that they have a better HBO Max interface, and I may plop down the, what is it, $70 for a Roku?
Depending on which Roku, you could probably, I bet you could get into Roku for less than $20.
Okay, all right, good. So then we, you know, tell me about it and tell me how the interface is, and I might jump ship here.
Yeah, you know, we have a Roku, like the boxy box, you know, like the...
Right, the disc, yeah. The puck.
Yeah, it's like the little puck, right?
Yeah.
It's like the Roku Ultra or Ultima, whatever. I don't even know what it is.
But I can do the stick.
Yeah, exactly. But we have a television. I bought for the garage, I think it's a 36-inch, 35-inch. I don't even know. 36-inch, maybe. We have a 36-inch TV, Roku TV, the whole Roku app, everything. I think I paid like $150 for it.
Wow.
The whole TV. You know, I mean, it's like, it's insane.
Ann's been talking about getting something out in the gym, getting a TV out in the gym. So maybe
the Roku TV, like,
there you go.
I was like, okay, I'm going to get a TV. They have these smart TVs, and I don't know if I got it on Amazon. I probably did. I'm just, TCL, TLC, TCL.
Oh yeah. The Chinese. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Chinese. They're probably tracking everything I do. I don't even know, but,
but they got free TikTok on it too. No.
Right. But yeah, it's like $150, you know, and then you have like Roku and you get everything you want, you know, and I'm just like, okay, it's like I already, like it's free. To me, that's free.
Yeah. I think I have some Best Buy points.
So you do something like that, you know, even if you don't have Roku, I mean, a Roku account's nothing. All you got to do is load in your apps and log on to them. We were going to watch a movie. So we're into the Dungeons and Dragons stuff just to close out, I guess. We were going to watch a movie on Tom Hanks's first movie, 1982, Mazes and Monsters. So I thought, you know what? Me and Clarissa will watch this. If it's okay, we'll bring the boys in. I mean, 82, how bad could it be?
Tom Hanks, how can it be? How bad can it be?
Right, exactly. What I meant by how bad, I don't mean like quality bad. I meant like gore or whatever.
Right.
We literally got about 90 seconds in and I was like, I'm done. I can't handle this. It's like CBS made for TV movie kind of bad.
Oh, no.
It was so terrible that we turned it off. So I said, you know what? Screw this. And that's when we started watching High Score on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And we're watching Netflix. I mean, the High Score thing about the video games. And sure enough, episode 3, they mention Mazes and Monsters.
Huh.
In one day. I learned about the movie on YouTube earlier in the day. We tried to watch the movie, and then Netflix
served it up.
This Netflix thing talks. In one day, I heard about this movie 3 separate times from 3 separate places. I can say with certainty my entire life I never heard of the movie. One day, I hear about it 3 different ways. Yeah, it was pretty god awful. I got
to
admit.
So just to clear again, we're still on the same topic. But so the TCL 32-inch classic, Series 72P.
Oh, and let me back up though. The reason I brought that up, was Roku Channel had Mazes and Monsters for free. Just watch it.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
So when you're thinking about Netflix, when you think about Roku, just you get what their channel has too. Like there's a lot of stuff on there.
So it's a Roku TV, 32 inches, and then I don't have to plug it in. It'll go Wi-Fi, right?
Oh, 32. I said 35. Yeah, I guess it's 32. Oh yeah, you just plug it right in.
Plug power. All we have is power in the one garage that has the gym stuff in it. So as long as I have electricity out there, it'll pick up the Wi-Fi.
As long as you have Wi-Fi.
Well, Wi-Fi reaches out there.
And then and then if you have like any kind of external speakers, external like sound bar and stuff, it'll hook into all that stuff too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, or just the TV has speaker. It's loud. I mean, it's like sometimes it scares me. It's too loud. You know, 5 a.m. I hit it. Like, oh my God, did I leave it loud the last time? You know, because the fan was going.
Right.
You know, but yeah, we hook ours. We use, there's HDMI, but our receiver is kind of old that we have in the garage. And the receiver uses optical. It has an optical out for like 5.1 surround.
Right,
we don't have 5.1 surround, but we have stereo. And I mean, it does everything you need it to do. It's pretty awesome, actually.
Does it come with a Roku remote where you can plug the headphones into it?
No, it doesn't have that kind.
Oh,
I wish it
did. That's money. That's the thing.
Right.
For us old people.
But I will say what it does, I've used it, I've tested it, it works. I don't typically do it this way because both me and Clarissa are in a room together. It does have Bluetooth, so if you have Bluetooth earbuds.
Oh, okay.
The TV will run Bluetooth to your earbuds, so you don't need to have it hardwired.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and it works. It works fine. Like I said, it works when we're both in the room and we both have earbuds. But it's kind of choppy when two people are logged on with Bluetooth and stuff. It like doesn't know where to send the signal or something, and it picks up, it drops off, and you know all that. But if you're by yourself and you have earbuds, oh yeah, it works. Yeah, so yeah, the TCL. There you go, man.
All right, man. We got some stuff to buy. You have some streaming services. I have some hardware.
Stuff to buy, stuff to watch, stuff to homework. I mean, we got a lot of work ahead of us. I mean, being a trailer junkie is like hard work.
It's hard life. Hard life. All right, we'll see you next week.
Beer to drink, you know it. All right, man. We'll catch
How'd your beer? How'd your finish? It was all right.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I did want to bring that up. So
let's do it.
The warmer it got, like the more tart and bitter it got.
Okay.
Colder is better.
Colder is better.
It didn't finish really well for the price I paid, and for what is a typical Belgian ale that I enjoy, I would say it was on the lesser end of, like, I probably wouldn't buy it again.
Okay.
Yeah. How about yourself? I mean, yours sounds amazing. Like 7 beer.
Mine was great. It ended nicer than it started. It lost some of the bourbon bitiness at the top, and it just kept with the rum. And the rum was like definitely the hardest note when it got warmer. So it was kind of like your Captain Jack on the beaches of the Caribbean,
right,
drinking a beer that's made.
But
in the
why
rum.
The rum?
And I will say another great thing about a 12% that is, how many ounces is this?
It's like what?
16.9.
Yeah.
Check that out. Oh, wait. $6.99.
$7.
$7. $7 for a 16-ouncer at 12%. So love it.
Yeah, you go to a bar or something, you know, you're easily spending $10 on that much. So it's like a $3 to $4 discount.
Oh my God, you're spending more than that on something like this.
easy. You got that at Valley Bev?
Valley Bev, man.
Nice.
I went on a spree and had the kids in the car, so
one of these days we got to get over there.
Yeah, now we're all COVID shotted up, so you're gonna come back down now.
That's it, man. COVID shotted up. Time to visit.
you could join in on our hand brew beverage weekend.
When is that?
Well, we got 2 weeks from today, so in 2 weeks we're gonna go.
In 2 weeks
we're gonna figure it out. Figure out a time.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, HBO Max might have me
hemmed up.
I'm just kidding.
You can watch stuff out here. We'll pull out the big screen and we'll.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. Yeah. So. All right, man. Well, we'll catch you. We'll see you next week. I had a good time tonight.
As
and glad to be back.
All right.
So,
talk
a week
to you
off.
Later.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Next week, join Jim and Ted as they disarm another Hollywood bomb or marketing masterpiece. Remember, the Holy Trinity of podcasting. Subscribe, like, share.
Special thanks to Jeremy Kent Jackson for the voiceover and Rahelio for the music.